stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as Mary and I get back to it, for Destination Spotlight number 126, we are taking you back to the location of our first DS, as we like to call them around here, located in our 26th state in the nation, and in a minute to the Union back in 1837, the Great Turtle is where we're headed. Yes, folks, that will be Mackinac Island, as Mackinac means turtle, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And whether you prefer hard side or soft side luggage, this weekend you can save 20% on the Max Light series. That's the one that Rudy uses. Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day, no questions asked, full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro, just like it will for us as we head off to Texas. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. As a show fan, as Mary just said, you're going to save 20% on the Max Light series this weekend. Website is travelpro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, let's head to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. As waiting for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline is Mackinac Island Tourism CEO Tim High.
Well, Tim, it has been a long time. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, it's so good to speak to both of you again.
Well, very nice to speak to you as well. So April 1st, 2017 was when we started this segment of the show. We had around 290 weekly stations airing us back then. 7 years and almost 4 months later, we're blessed with a little over 585 weekly stations, which means about 300 of our affiliates have never heard us talk about your terrific destination. We do another segment in the show called Discover America Less Frequently. Honestly, Tim, you could fit into that very nicely as well. As Mary and I have said for years, that if you want to experience real America, go visit at Mackinac Island. So from the grand hotel that we've enjoyed to all your fudge shops, the car-free streets, the horse-drawn carriages, it's one of the more memorable places that we visited with our sons, and I'm sure it's the case for many. So share some of your passions about Mackinac Island with us, Tim.
Well, the biggest passion is watching people like you and visitors that come in and truly enjoy it. And know it's just so different than any other destination that you've gone to. And it takes a minute, right, for people to unwind a little bit and maybe to get off the cell phone and to really say, wow, we have gone back in time. But truly, I commute every day, and it's so much fun to watch the visitors on the ferry when they first see the Grand Hotel and they get their cameras out. They start taking pictures, and then they start reminiscing, and they'll tell people about the times that they've been here in the past. So that's it. It's the customer experience that really is my favorite thing about this whole Mackinac Island experience.
Yeah, and I 100% agree. It starts with that ferry ride, a beautiful ride. So, Tim, historic Fort Mackinac is also located on the island, and I believe it's a state park now, and it's the oldest building in Michigan. Talk about why it's still a big draw, and you can even fire a cannon if you make reservations.
You can. You know, and it was the second national park for the United States, and then Michigan bought it sometime after that. Mm-hmm. And it's so special because it really feels like there are reenactments. There are wonderful interactive displays. And the view from the tea room, which is run by Grand Hotel, and the restaurant there, and the views over the Straits of Mackinac are unparalleled.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. It's a pleasure. So, you know, I have to say, we have found being up there on Mackinac Island, it's such a relaxing experience. Biking around the island is a fun thing to do. It's certainly a place to get your steps in if you like to walk. And folks won't go hungry. You know, you've got a number of good restaurants, from what I recall, quality restaurants, too. And I know, you know, you have a lot of places to stay there, but the Grand Hotel is simply a must-do. Thoughts?
Oh, very much so. Some people are surprised that we do have over 35 lodging facilities on Mackinac Island, but obviously the Grand Dame is a Grand Hotel, and you know, they were built in 1887. It's the world's longest front porch. It's 660 feet, and they have put so much money keeping it in its pristine shape. It's just absolutely stunning at this point.
And I do want to stress again to our listeners, there are no cars on this island, which I think to me is the number one amenity there. It really is a step back in time. Let's talk about how folks get to the island. It does take a little planning. We drove up from Detroit. It was about 5 hours or so, give or take. And then you do have to coordinate and book your ferry to bring you over to the island. Do you find most people drive and leave their cars and take the ferry, or fly and do the same thing?
Yeah, it's really a drive market for the mm-hmm. most part, but we're becoming a little more well-known around the United States and worldwide. So you can fly into either Chicago or Detroit. In Detroit, you can fly into Pellston Airport, which is nearby, about 20 minutes to the ferries, and then take that wonderful 16-minute ferry ride over to the island. Yes, it does take a little bit of preparation, but a little work at the beginning of the trip for planning makes for a great trip while you're here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you're talking to the entire country. Any last words on Mackinac Island, you know, you want to say to America, Tim, and why you want them to come visit you?
Well, you know, one of the things that has become a new amenity is just how cool we are in the sense of temperature. While the rest of the country seems to be through this heat domes that we keep seeing, Mackinac Island, we've been in a maritime fog for, it seems like, all summer. So today, the first weekend of summer, our temperatures are in the 60s. So people are finding great relief that way, too, in addition to just coming back to a place that is somewhere in time.
Well, listen, I love that. You know, Mackinac Island, it's cool. I like it. That's great. So there's a tagline
for you. And it keeps winning awards. So, that's why you're becoming more well-known.
It's a place you have to go. You know, so Tim, listen, we thank you very much for your time today in discussing a great part of our country. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels, website, very easy and very detailed, MackinacIsland.org, MackinacIsland.org. Tim, have a nice day.
Thank you, and great to be reconnected with you.
Likewise. Take care, Tim.
All right. Nice to reconnect with Tim, Mary, for sure. A place you have to
Mackinac. So fabulous.
Folks, if you've been there, share your experiences with us. rmworldtravel.com/contact. We'd enjoy receiving those from you. That's it for Hour 1 today. Hour 2 begins in just a few minutes after this top of the hour break with the NCF. And in less than 20 minutes from now, we will travel the world from your own kitchen. And today's recipe that Chef Brad Barnes will be sharing, it looks delicious. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.